Hi, this is Jim and Sid. Welcome to the latest Outsports podcast. It is August the 2nd, which means next month football starts. Yay, hooray. I was talking to someone about that, that there'll be football this month if you're in the college, and the pros start preseason next week. But
this Sunday.
I think everyone starts next week. This Sunday is the Hall of Fame game, which, you know, Tony Romo's not even supposed to play in, and it really must be Jones for football if you watch the Hall of Fame game.
Well, the last thing we saw was the Pro Bowl. So you go from the Pro Bowl. Oh no, wait, the Pro Bowl's before the Super Bowl.
The last thing was the Super Bowl.
Right, there was the Super Bowl. Right.
Although I like the new Pro Bowl format where they're going to have it like, you know, fantasy football.
Oh, it's great.
So.
And they actually have a fantasy football player. Like they team him up with Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders. It's awesome. I want to do that.
But football's for another time. Today we're going to talk about a story that's really become a geopolitical story beyond sports, and that is what's going on in Russia. They have passed some truly horrific anti-gay laws that prohibits what's called, you know, propagandizing for homosexuality, which is so broad and vague that it's interpreted by people as if you wear a gay pride flag, if you write a column, you know, supporting homosexuality, if you can't, pride marches specifically are banned, and this applies to foreigners and Russians, and foreigners could be held in detention for up to 15 days before being deported, and that already happened to some Dutch LGBT people in St. Petersburg, and in about 6 months, the Olympics are going to be held in Sochi. And the IOC came out last week and said, well, gay athletes and fans don't have to worry. They're not subject to the law. They've been guaranteed. But then yesterday, Russia's sports minister said, no, they are subject to the law, that they're allowed to be, no one is forbidding any athlete with non-traditional sexual orientation from coming, but if he goes on the street and starts propagandizing it, he will be held accountable. And that has been interpreted as somebody literally holding hands with another guy or, well, wearing a, you know, rainbow flag or something. So this is a serious subject, and there have been some serious horrific murders and beatings captured on film where these Russian guys lure gay guys in thinking they're gay, you know, going to have a safe encounter, and then they beat the crap out of them. So nothing to be taken lightly. But Sid, this has been talking a lot of questions about boycott, not boycott. We've had both sides on Outsports. Do you think the athletes are going to be safe in Sochi?
It's funny. We were talking about this 6 weeks ago. All of a sudden, the gays started paying attention to it in the last week and a half.
Well,
I think they're going to be safe.
Yeah,
I know this. No host nation has ever started arresting Olympic athletes. And for Russia, which is supposed to host the World Cup in 2018, I can't imagine that the Russian government wants to arrest people. Now, if a bunch of athletes decide they're going to get together and hold a pride parade march down the streets of Sochi, you know, given the Russian law, I think they're daring the Russians to do something. And, you know, I don't think they're going to get beaten. I mean, the last thing Russia wants is images of Russian police beating bloodied Olympians or fans during the Olympics. I mean, it would be a huge international scandal. So most of me says that nothing's going to happen. But if the people who go to Sochi push it, Something's going to happen. The Russians aren't going to just stand there and not do something if spectators are just thumbing their nose at the law.
But it raises an interesting question about, A, what's possible to organize? Because right now we know of one openly gay athlete that might be going to Sochi, and that's Blake Skelly-Roup. So you're not going to have – it's not like, say, if it was a thing with Latinos or blacks or another ethnic group where you have people easily identifiable.
Right.
Who's going to be doing the protesting? I mean, the athletes themselves may not do anything. It may be people who come in as spectators who wear certain apparel or something or, you know, do some kind of silent protest like that. But it's a little bit problematic that we may see nothing from athletes because – most athletes don't want to get political in the first place. And we don't have anybody who's out.
Well, and that's not it. People don't understand some of the IOC rules. One of them is against political speech. And if the IOC believes, first of all, the idea that Olympians can or should march into the opening ceremonies holding rainbow flags, they'll be in breach of uniform codes. They'll be in breach of the political action codes. The IOC, they don't have to worry about the Russians. The IOC will kick them out of Russia and kick them out of the Olympics. So people have to understand there are these athletes who've been training all their lives. They're not just going to go to Sochi and make gay activism the most important thing they do. It is more likely that they would do something on the podium on their last event or after their events are finished or before the Olympics, before they get there. There are opportunities, but the idea of holding rainbow flags marching into the opening ceremonies, it's not going to happen. It's a non-starter.
And even if you get athletes engaged in this issue, I mean, maybe athletes say it's not my issue or it's nothing I feel that passionately about that I'm going to do something about. Because we talked to Blake last week, and he said he had to be careful doing the podcast exactly what he could say just because he didn't want to be in violation of New Zealand Olympic rules on talking about politics and stuff. So people have to be very careful. People remember the Black Power salutes of the 1968 Olympics by Tommy Smith and John Carlos. They were hugely controversial at the time, and they risked a lot by doing it. You know, so I'm just not sure we're going to see anything from an athlete. I think you're more likely to see something from gay groups. And I know one of the Russian heads, one of the Russian gay groups, who has a lot of credibility on this because he lives there. He does not favor a boycott, but he said he really wants there to be, you know, something like the equivalent of a gay pride parade in Sochi during the game. So it forces the Russians to sort of, you know, show their ugly side to the world. And I think this guy probably knows more than anything the mentality he's dealing with. But I just don't see it coming really from any athletes, or maybe hardly any athletes, because it's probably
somebody's going to do something. I think somebody will do something. Somebody, whether it's Blake or somebody has a brother and on the podium, I believe that someone will make some statement. But yes, the idea that Sochi will be wrapped in rainbow flags is it's totally crazy.
And there's another issue that, you know, in terms of the pro-propaganda thing with the NHL is a lot of those, they have like 50 guys who've done this, you know, you can play videos, and some of them may be in the Olympics, and that can be construed as being propaganda.
Yeah, but if they've done it before they get there, I mean, is that in breach of, I mean, they're straight, they go
well, the
to
reality,
Russia.
Yeah, nobody, I guess this is one of those things, how weird this law is that nobody knows exactly. I really doubt they're going to come after, you know, Boston Bruin, but that is something that's being discussed among hockey people, that, you know, are these guys potentially in violation? And you know the Russians are going to privately say, oh, don't worry about it, this is not going to be an issue. But it shows you how bad this law is and how strict it is that it could really be interpreted in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. Well, it's clearly, I mean, this is problematic, and beyond the Olympics, it's problematic for Russians. I mean, we're talking about the Olympians and the Olympics, but you know, part of it is what are the U.S. government and the IOC and the UN going to do to help these LGBT Russians who are going to be there after the Olympics are gone, who are going to be there still when the World Cup comes in 4 years? And what's FIFA going to do? I mean, when we're talking about them hosting the World Cup in Qatar, the head of FIFA essentially said, oh, well, then gay people shouldn't go or something along those lines. And is it really going to be FIFA's answer in 4 years? So this issue is just – people are paying attention to it now because of the Olympics, but the issue of LGBT rights in Russia are not going away. Russia's not exactly some small little country in the middle of Africa that nobody's heard of.
Yeah, and I think that goes more to the point that it just – I mean, there's a lot of Russians were gay Russians that are reading stories planning to try to emigrate. The law can take children away from anybody that is found to have, say, engaged in anything that, you know, considered gay propaganda. I mean, it really is such a horrific thing that's happening that the whole state is criminalizing homosexuality, blaming gays for the low birth rate. I mean – that's sort of the bigger issue of what, if anything, the rest of the world can do. And I'm not sure they can do a whole lot other than sort of make your voices heard. And I think in the Olympics, I hope you're right. I hope we get some allies who will stand up and say, you know, this is something that's important to me.
Somebody will. But we have to pressure. I really do believe that it's up to us to make sure that companies take a stand, that NBC and other media outlets cover this issue. You know, the head of NBC Sports essentially said, well, if there's an incident, then we'll cover it. No, the incident, they don't need an incident to cover horrible human rights atrocities going on in the host Olympic country.
Yeah, and this is a story that's not going to go away. I think the Russians would probably, in some ways, their sports people would probably like it to go away, or the, you know. But I do think it's something that the athletes are going to have to sort of, they're going to be asked this question. I think they should be asked this question. You know, are you going to do anything? Because unless we have the allies standing up, this might be something that winds up kind of fizzling, because it's not anybody's interest to kind of bring it up.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'll tell you one thing. The thing that's even more stupid than the Russian boycott idea is this vodka boycott.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh my God! There is. I don't know. I'm so focused on like how do we help, and how do we focus on the real problems? But it's amazing how many people are just so reactionary and they just want to lash out. They want to boycott the Olympics and boycott Russia and boycott the state of Florida and boycott Stoli that is like isn't even. Or Smirnoff, it isn't even bottled in Russia anymore.
Well, and I do think that's why when I read this, the comments by the Russian gay activist, he's the guy I would trust more than people in the U.S. about, you know, what would not be effective. And he clearly says a boycott would not be effective. And yet I think it's the non-sports people who are always quick to say this is something that, you know, it's easy for them to sit back and say boycott. They're not the ones who've given their entire lives to training for this thing. They're not the ones who have to live with it. And, you know, they talked – I think Dave Zirin had a column where he talked to an ex-Olympian about a boycott. He said a bad idea because he quoted somebody saying you can't make change unless you're there.
Of course.
Right? You can squawk all you want to from the United States, but the real rubber meets the road. It will be in Sochi if people do something.
I mean, if you really want to do something, donate – some money to Blake Skiller, get him the best training and facilities he possibly can get in the next 6 months, and get him on that medal stand. that would be something.
Well, this is a story that is not going to go away, and we'll be following it in OutSports. We've had several good columns, mostly anti-boycott, but a few people have, you know, are proposing it. But that's all the Winter Olympics we have to talk about in the summer. We'll be back next week.